With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Several U.S. allies, including Great Britain, France, and Australia, plan to appear at an upcoming session of the United Nations in order to formally recognize a so-called Palestinian state. But on the Salem News program this week on Capitol Hill with Tony Perkins, Heritage Foundation Vice President Victoria Coates says that would be a meaningless gesture that only appeases Muslim populations within those countries.
This is more theater at the United Nations. This will not make any progress toward a political resolution with the Palestinians. And perhaps more importantly, it won't feed a single Palestinian. And so all it does is perpetuate the Palestinian fantasy that at some point Israel's going to go away. It isn't. And so the sooner that reality is brought home to the Palestinians, the sooner they can move on, hopefully to a better life.
Victoria Coates' full interview will be broadcast on This Week on Capitol Hill, which airs today at 10 a.m. Eastern Time on many Salem News Channel stations. The upcoming memorial honoring the late conservative activist Charlie Kirk in Arizona will have Super Bowl-level security, according to officials. Meanwhile, former California Republican Congressman John Campbell told the Salem Radio Network the death of Kirk will have historical implications.
This will be something like, for those of us of an age, when you heard JFK had been assassinated, when the Challenger crash happened.
Former U.S. Attorney Andrew C. McCarthy says the alleged shooter of Charlie Kirk would likely fail if he tried to use an insanity defense.
The evidence powerfully shows a lot of planning, thoughtful motive. To prosecute a case like this successfully, you have to prove beyond a reasonable doubt that this was intentional murder, and there are exacerbating factors here that go to his motive.
McCarthy was interviewed by the Salem Radio Network. And this is SRN News. Does your faith influence your vote? Michael Harrington has the results of a new survey that asked that question.
According to a new poll from the Pew Research Center, just 25% of American adults say their religious beliefs have a lot of control over who and what they cast their ballots for on Election Day. 18% say faith has a little influence, and 56% of respondents say their spiritual convictions have little to no impact on their voting habits. White evangelical Protestants are the most likely to say that their faith controls who they vote for, 51%, the most of any religious group. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Maine principals group is fighting a subpoena from the Department of Justice that seeks the names of all students playing interscholastic sports in the state as the DOJ attempts to ban boys from competing against girls. The president's administration sued Maine in April for not complying with an executive order barring transgender athletes from sports. This is SRN News. A painting by the 20th century Mexican artist, a 20th century Mexican artist, could break records when it goes on the auction block this November at Sotheby's.
A self-portrait by Frida Kahlo and Sueno Lagama has an estimated price of $40 to $60 million. It may surpass the highest price for a female's artist's work ever, currently $44.4 million for Georgia O'Keeffe's Jimson Weed White Flower No. 1. The Kahlo painting, created in 1940, depicts the Mexican artist in a four-poster bed with a skeleton lying atop it. It's part of a November 8 sale featuring over 100 surrealist works. I'm Charles Teledesma.
Estonia has summoned a Russian diplomat to protest after three Russian fighter jets entered its airspace without permission. This is the fifth time this year that Russia has violated Estonian airspace. You'll find more on these stories at srnnews.com.